재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프 팝빵! If it's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ben-busters!
If it's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ben-busters!
Who you gonna call?
Ben-busters on a Friday. Wednesday.
Boy. I wish it was.
Oh, who's ahead of themselves for the holiday?
Oh, I'm solo 5 days.
Who's 48 hours already into the future? Me. Time to get bin busted. Wednesday afternoon. We've been talking food mm-hmm. and culture today, different parts of the world. Pete, what's the angle?
Yeah, we're going to stick with food-related facts that will hopefully blow your mind. So I'll give you the questions, play along at home, send in your answers, and hopefully I can then bin bust you with the real answer.
Mm. Love it.
We haven't talked about fast food much. We've been talking about like the home comforts and home-cooked meals. But the first question is perhaps the most famous, recognizable fast food-related thing, a hamburger. Mm. What I want to ask you, this is just a one-parter, short and sweet. How many cows go into one hamburger?
What? How many cows?
Yes. The meat from how many cows do you assume goes into one burger? You can give me a range. You can give me the average number because it does differ by burger to burger. But in fast food in general, you can get about this many cows in a burger.
Yeah, I remember when we had our documentary segment on the show and we did the documentary about water. Or maybe it was a documentary about beef. Mm-hmm. I forget. But anyway, it was a shocking statistic of how much water goes into one burger or something like that.
On average, like not literally.
Yeah, it was like 80 liters of water to make one hamburger or something like that.
Oh! Wow. Okay.
So, with that in mind, I'm gonna guess that it's a pretty high number.
Okay.
Which, this question itself seems confusing, though, mm-hmm. right? Because if you have all the meat from a cow, obviously it doesn't take all of that to make one hamburger.
Mm. A fast food hamburger, let's say, as well, specifically.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that could be different from, like, a gourmet hamburger.
Yeah. A lot of corn, I think, goes into.
Perhaps some other ingredients.
Yeah. Hmm. What's your instinct tell you here, Kate?
That it's a trick question.
Oh.
Yeah, because like water in terms of that, it kind of makes sense. It's 80 liters because, you know, you have to
That was it just off the top. I have no idea.
Right, right, right. But that's like, you know, you have to give it to the cow, la, la, la. But you know how they say, I think there was an experiment on TV about strawberry milk. Mm. How much strawberry actually goes into one carton of strawberry milk? Mm. And that number was also shockingly low.
Okay.
So that's what I'm assuming this is like as well.
All right. Okay. We'll give our answer. Sorry.
Can I add on one extra, just a bonus thing? How many burgers, if you were just using all the meat from one cow, could you potentially make?
Ooh, fun. How many burgers could you make from one cow? Alrighty. Send in your answers if you want to take a guess at those, and we'll give our guesses after 3:30 as well. Here's Post Malone. Take what you want. Before we get back to bint busting on this part four of the show, I'll remind you of TBS EFM Sola special programming. Nonstop Music Express TBS EFM will accompany your Sola travels with great selections of music on Nonstop Music Express from Saturday, January 29th to the early morning of February 3rd. You can listen to all of your favorite tunes on TBS EFM. So take TBS EFM as your musical driving companion and let us take some of the traffic stress away from you. TBS EFM special Sola programming, Nonstop Music Express on 101.3 TBS EFM. Regular programming of TBS EFM will be suspended during this period. I just saw a report on the news of what they're expecting traffic to be like during the holidays. I think I saw a number, there was no audio, but I think I saw the number 4.8 million people expected to be in their cars.
Oh, traveling around.
I don't know if that was the number of cars or the number of people expected to be on the move, or I could have been watching a news report about something else. completely not related to that.
4.8 so, million.
Don't know.
Oranges sold.
Yeah. All right. How many hamburgers go in? No.
into
go
a
into
cow.
A hamburger.
How many, make a cow.
How many hamburgers go into one cow? No. How many cows go into the making of one hamburger?
Yeah, on average.
Kate, do you want to go first? I have my answer.
Oh, man. no, man, it's not my answer.
Mm. Okay.
Like the strawberry milk thing, mm-hmm. I was thinking, okay, you said fast food burgers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fast food burger patties. I'm assuming only 0.1% of it is actual meat.
Okay.
Even though I do eat them from time to time.
Yeah.
And so if you consider that one patty is like...
Let's be a little more honest than that. Let's be slightly more honest than that.
Time to time means day to day.
I don't eat fast food burgers time to time. I eat just burgers, like sujae burgers, a lot.
There's a big distinction,
yes.
isn't there? Yes. Make you feel better.
If a patty is 100 to 150 grams, let's say, mm. then I would think that only 1 to 1.5 grams of it is actual meat.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So I don't know how what percentage that is in a cow, like a million to one.
So you'd say like a millionth of a cow goes into a burger,
something like that. Okay. So one cow would probably make a 15,000 burgers or something.
Oh, okay,
okay. I'm going even further.
Oh,
Kate, I'm gonna say zero.
There's no cow in your burger.
It's just
we've been deceived.
It's just essence of cow. Like, there's a cow in the room.
Yeah, when they make them.
But there's no actual cow in the burger itself.
That's all you need now for it to be labeled
it's like
a hamburger.
They showed it to a cow.
Yeah.
And they blessed it, and therefore we can eat it.
Yes. Is that the way we've gone? Like kosher, I think you need a rabbi to witness it. So you just need a cow to witness a burger being made.
4807 says, 3 cows, 10 burgers.
Mm.
Oh.
7499 says, a mixture of a few cows.
Mm.
Wow, you've all been truly bimp busted because it's definitely the opposite direction. Okay, there is, I can give you this fact that you were kind of close to. There's 12% on average meat in a burger.
In a fast food burger?
Yeah, on average. They did a study, actually. I think it was the FDA or some science association. Mm. And then the bulk of the rest of it, about 50% is just water content.
Isn't there corn, like some sort of corn something mixture in there?
I think there are a lot of like fillers, yeah, that make up the other 50% or 40%. But the interesting fact is that the number of cows on average that will make up just that 12% of meat is about 100, and not uncommon for 1,000 different cow cells or meat cells to be in your burger.
Wow.
More than 1,000. Like, they just mix it up all together.
Whoa.
And give you a tiny little bit. It's bingo bango. And in terms of how many burgers you could potentially make from each cow,
yeah.
if you were being pure about it, you know, which seems like a better idea.
We need to take a guess at that as well. How many burgers could you make from one whole cow if you didn't put in all the extra water or all the extra filler stuff?
Yeah, and you didn't mix it with other cows. Kate, I think you said 15,000, right? Was that what you meant?
No, but that was based on the fast food burgers.
Oh, okay. Okay, so like real wholesome burgers.
50.
50.
Oh, it'd be more than that, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Cows are huge.
They are pretty big, aren't they?
That is true.
Have you ever been right next to a cow before?
Not right next. I've seen one pretty close, like at an arm's length close.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they have the most beautiful eyes, which made me very sad that I love them.
Yeah.
So you kind of interacted with...
Made eye contact.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm going to guess more than 50. I'm going to guess way more than 50.
Okay.
I will guess...
500?
I'll guess... 1,372.
Ooh, 1,372. Very precise. Mm-hmm. It's a big range between 50 and 13,752. I think 4807 was saying 10 burgers from a cow. That would be a rather small cow. I hope they don't make it from baby cows. The average steer weighs 1,150 pounds.
Mm.
And you can apparently get about 600 pounds of meat from that.
Okay.
And if you ground it up in terms of quarter pounders, it would be about 1,800. from one cow.
And what did I say?
1,372.
Oh,
not bad.
I said 1,732.
Oh, that would have been really
closer.
Good. Yeah.
1,800 burgers from one cow if you just used the cow.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you're making a burger that is only 12% cow, then how many burgers are they making from one cow? This is getting dark,
you
isn't it?
You get far too many.
Hence, they make a lot of money.
Yeah, they said each burger costs on average about 10 cents to make. Yeah. Each patty.
Oy.
The markup is astounding. All right, bust us again.
All right. Next question. Another interesting convenient food. Maybe not as unhealthy as some of the fast food burgers, but crackers. Do we like crackers?
Yeah, sure.
A bit of cheese or something like that?
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
That I like.
Yeah, just by themselves, a bit plain, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wouldn't eat them by yourself. Although in Canada, when you have, if you're a sick child, if you have like the flu or something, then your mom will often serve you like dry white crackers with some... what do you call that when ginger ale becomes a flat?
Oh.
Flat ginger ale or flat cola.
To like settle your stomach kind
of
thing. Oh, interesting. Well, you'll notice, I think, that all crackers have holes in them, right? There's tiny little holes.
Yeah.
Why do they have holes in them?
Why do crackers have holes?
What are they for?
Why do crackers have holes?
I've never thought about that while eating crackers.
This is one of my favorite busted questions you've ever brought.
You may be surprised.
Why do crackers?
It'd be awesome if we find out today, next time we're on a date, we're like, do you know why your crackers have holes?
How's that
in
going,
them?
By the way?
Not well.
Yeah.
When are we getting our update? You promised
us. It's nearly the end of January.
A date update.
You've got 5 days.
I'm talking with someone. I'll just say that.
Oh, don't tell them the cracker fact.
Why?
Don't do that.
No. Cracker facts are date three material.
Definitely.
You don't dive in with cracker facts.
It's too intimate.
Yeah. And definitely don't include the burger percentage stuff in the first day.
Do you know how much cow is in that burger you're eating?
No.
Okay. Why do crackers have holes? Send in your answers and we will give you ours after Charlie Puth Light Switch. Why do crackers have Why do crackers have holes, Kate?
Sounds like a joke, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think if you don't puncture the hole, maybe it'll poof up. Like, it won't become like a flat cracker.
Oh.
But it'll just puff up. And so...
What would that be?
A pancake, which was why I called you pancake just a moment ago.
Because I was thinking
about that during the break.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. That's interesting.
So it'll become like a puff pastry almost. Like, inside is hollow. And then there's like the outer and the under.
Little dome.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I think, but I could be very wrong.
Maybe crackers in the cooking process have some sort of thing that's poisonous or something.
Huh?
And in the cooking process, well, usually like when things escape.
Yeah.
Like if you're making a spaghetti sauce and it's simmering, the bubbles will come up, right?
Yes.
Sure.
It's escaping
through the
sauce. So I'm thinking that something is escaping and I'm thinking that that thing might need to escape.
Ah.
So maybe crackers are made with like arsenic or something.
I don't know
what that thing is.
Well, that's an interesting theory because doing some research for this, I was going to use it as a question, but didn't. Lima beans, I think it's lima beans, pretty sure. They have cyanide in them. Mm. So if you eat them raw, they can be lethal. Wow. But when you cook them, it degrades. So it's not that far-fetched. Maybe some crackers used to be made from lima beans. But no, I'm going to have to say, Kate, you are pretty much on point. Well done indeedy. So it is so the crackers can be flat and so they don't burst as well. Like sometimes if those holes are not there, it will rise, and then instead of even a dome being formed, it will just crack open.
Wow.
And so you'd get a very ugly cracker. Uh-huh. And so all crackers, you know, they're known for being quite flat. Not completely flat.
Yeah. There's
a little bit of bump there. Yeah. But the holes do let the air escape as it is bubbling up. But did you know this fun side fact about crackers? They are worse for you and your teeth than candy.
What?
Yeah, and I actually learned this because my dentist told me, not just crackers, but potato chips as well, way worse than candy because they stick to your teeth much more than candy, right? And sugar, if it gets even stuck, even caramel, it dissolves fairly quickly. But crackers can stay in that nook, you know, unless you pick it out with your fingernails for the whole day. Oh. And it's that, the starch from the cracker that's in contact with your teeth, that causes decay.
But then you get a little bonus cracker snack at
you
the
do.
End of the day.
You do. That is a good bonus.
That's not a bad moment.
That's worth it for
like,
a cavity or two.
There. I didn't know you were...
Worth the trip to the dentist.
Still hanging out.
Yeah, if you've got deep molars like me, it's quite sizable, that snack later on in the day. Can I give you one quick one to finish off?
Yes, please do.
All right. What is, and it's linked to food, don't forget, arachibutyrophobia? Arachibutyrophobia.
Fear of buttered buns. I don't know.
Fear of Iraqi butter.
The spelling is A-R-A-C-H-I, so not Iraqi. Good guesses, I like them. It's the fear of getting peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
An actual fear.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, like you feel so like suffocated almost.
Yeah, right, like you'll never be able to open your mouth again. Oh, those are fun. All right, Pete, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Let's see now. Today's Wednesday.
Oh, we've got the specials next week, haven't we? Instead of us.
Yeah, exactly. The music special. So, have yourself a really wonderful holiday. Any special plans with the family?
I'm going to take my mum out to eat maybe somewhere if we can find somewhere safe. Instead of getting her to cook this year, I'm going to surprise her.
Aww.
I'm sure she's going to disagree, but I'm going to drag her anyway.
You're going to try anyway, huh?
Yes.
Well, Happy New Year to you, my
friend. Happy New Year to you guys as well.
Very good. All right, we'll see you later, Pete. Here's Haley Steinfeld. We'll get back to your messages after this. Haley Steinfeld, Starving. Your holiday food favorites. That's what we wanted to know today. Umberto says, I'm assuming turkey is not a traditional food for the Lunar New Year. No, you don't see turkey here in Korea at all.
Mm-hmm.
In any dish anywhere, right?
It's just not consumed.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Paul Adeshi says, all the meats, all of them.
All of them,
all at the same time.
There's a lot of meat. Because it's like the galbijjim and all the chuns pretty much have meat in them one way or another. Even the tteokguk has a little bit of the meat in them.
Absolutely. Beauty and Wellness says, I love tteokguk in the morning of Seollal. Eating tteokguk with my family after watching sunrise is part of our family tradition.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And that makes the dish taste better, I guess, right?
It does.
Yeah, if you're just eating it by yourself in a restaurant somewhere, it's not going to taste as good as if you're sitting with the family on the morning of the new year.
Yeah.
Totally changes it.
Woody says, 이맘때가 제철인 매생이와 싱싱한 굴을 넣어 만든 엄마표 떡국과 갈비찜, 그리고 저희 집 차례상에 조상님이 좋아하던 롤케이크와 바나나가 올라가는데 요즘은 어린 조카들이 좋아해서 맛집 롤케이크 종류별로 올라가서 너무 좋네요. 디저트로 먹기 딱이거든요. So Woody's mom makes 떡국 a little bit uniquely with something called 매생이. It's a type of seaweed that almost kind of look like hair.
Okay.
I know it doesn't sound that appetizing, but it's really good. And they put that in there. And also with fresh oysters.
The seaweed that looks like hair. So it means like it's really thin.
It's very thin and fine.
Okay.
And it kind of comes in batches.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I'm sure you have. You can look it up and it's pretty delicious. Mm. And you know how we have like the ancestor rites and things like that many families do? Usually they would put like whatever their ancestors used to like to eat on the table. And apparently for Woody's family, it was a bunch of bananas and also roll cakes. And so now they have all of that, and because there's a lot of nephews and nieces, they prepare a lot of different roll cakes, which is perfect for dessert.
Oh, sounds lovely. 2270 says, not only Seollal, but my all-time favorite food is tteokguk. That seems to be the clear winner today. Park Joo-hung, oh, we were talking about... things not being in the dishes that they are supposed to be in.
Yeah.
For example, hamburgers, 12% meat. Juhung says, do you know what the funny thing is? The most famous potato chip, the Prin...
Blank.
There's no potatoes. It's all wheat flour.
Oh, my.
Is that a fact?
Not surprised, though.
I don't like those. I know. I'm sorry.
Wow, you're saying a lot of scandalous things. I just don't even know how to get back at you today.
And just the can is very pretentious.
What?
Okay, I don't want to dig in. You're forcing me to like try. It's like a puzzle, right? I've got to try and figure out how to get my fat hands with my short little fat fingers all the way to the bottom of your pretentious little can. Just give me my wheat flour patty. I was going to call it a potato chip, but I guess we can't anymore, right?
Yeah. 김동일 씨, 시댁에서는 홍어전을 부쳐서 차례상에 올려요. 이상할 것 같지만 덜 삭힌 홍어전은 맛있어요. 동태전보다 훨씬 쫀득해요. 하지만 시어머니 돌아가시고서는 아파트 사는 지금은 더 이상 못 해먹어요. 냄새가 좀 심해서요. So 김동일 makes, you know how they have like the fried fish 전?
Mm-hmm.
Usually you make it with 동태 or like I don't know what fish this is, but they apparently used to make it with, his mother-in-law made it with 홍어,
uh-huh.
the fermented one. But yeah. if it's slightly less fermented, the taste isn't as strong, and apparently the texture is more chewy, so it's like really wonderful.
Oh, interesting. Mm. 0362 and 4807, you can put these together, Kate.
Yeah, 얇은 고기로 만든 육전. 육전 is actually great. It's like a fried beef.
Mm.
Slices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
it's
egg,
not
right?
the minced one. Yeah, it's just yeah, like yeah. the whole slice. Mm. And also 게장, which is with usually made with soy sauce. Mm. It's like crab, snow crabs in soy sauce.
That one I'm not a huge fan of, but uh-huh. people love that one, right?
Oh, it is really delicious. And also, of course, mandu and mandukguk, the dumpling and the dumpling soup.
People love, love, love that, right? Well, you don't have to wait too much longer. Just a few more days, you'll be eating that.
Yes!
All right, we'll leave it there for the Steve Hatherley Show for this afternoon. Thank you very much for being with us over the last couple of hours. Thank you to Pete. Kate, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, as always, for your listenership and participation. Coffee vouchers today, 0300-2270. Congratulations. Those will take a couple of weeks to get to your phone. We appreciate your patience there. We'll wrap it up today with B.O.B. So good. Enjoy that track. Enjoy your day. We're back tomorrow. Hatherley out. She says that I'm her favorite cause she admires the art. Michelangelo with the flow, Picasso with the bar. She's well put together like a piece by Gershwin.